Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? You have made it. The end of the week is here. Friday is underway. Happy Friday, or as I like to say, Happy Fry-yay. It is July 19th, 2019, and you can pretty much guess what's on the docket for today's Current Sports. You already know we are going to be talking about Big Ten Media Days, marking the unofficial start to the college football year. We played to you a bit of what Mark D'Antonio had to say during his media availability session yesterday in front of the cameras and the microphones. You know, nothing too juicy came out of that, and you're not going to get anything that's big bulletin board material. Oh, wait, hold on. I take that back. I totally forgot that Jim Harbaugh is still the head coach of the University of Michigan football program. Anytime Jim is a part of a media availability, it seems that he's going to say something, as of recently, because I will say this. Jim Harbaugh used to be a really snooze fest. Anytime the cameras and the mics were on. And for the most part, I think he still is. But recently, he's really given us some stuff to talk about. Especially even before today's Michigan College Football Media Day session in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. Yesterday, Jim Harbaugh popped off at the mouth and took a swipe at now former head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Urban Meyer. And some news is also broken concerning Jim and his program. And we may see the Michigan Wolverines play on foreign soil. Jim Harbaugh and his program wants to play an international game. Interesting stuff. And you know, I saw you guys are so funny on Twitter. I saw a lot of tweets out there when this broke this morning. Many people saying, so when did Indianapolis become foreign soil? That's pretty good. Can't even hold you up. That's pretty funny stuff. So I'll comb through a bit of the big stuff that came out of Jim Harbaugh's presser today. If you missed what Mark D'Antonio had to say, I do plan on rolling that in again because I want to make a few more points that I didn't get a chance to yesterday. Because we literally worked on the fly yesterday and rolled on that press conference. And then, you know, had it ready for the back end of the show. But a few takeaways from what Mark D'Antonio had to say. And I do want to elaborate a bit more on Michigan State's success for next season. And many people choosing the Michigan Wolverines to win the Big Ten Conference. And what if, I just want to kick around the idea. Because it's crazy to think that Michigan's not going to win the Big Ten next season, right? I just want to kick around the idea. If Jim Harbaugh does not win the Big Ten next season, you know, what happens from a fandom perspective? Heck, what does Ward Manuel think? But let's say Michigan does not win the Big Ten and they lose again to Ohio State, led by now first-year head coach of the Buckeyes, Ryan Day. You know, what happens from the fandom perspective and also from an athletic director's perspective of Ward Manuel? Does it change at all? So, a lot of Big Ten Media Day talk, again, scheduled for today. Also, we will invite, of course, like we do each and every Friday, Johnny Lewis of Blessed Body Training for another Fit Fridays segment. You don't want to miss that, as Johnny has some really cool topics in store for you guys. So he'll talk about resistance bands and a really cool recipe for oatmeal that gives you energy and also is infused with protein. So you don't want to miss that as we try and keep you all healthy on these hot summer days. I love this. You know, I think it's probably because I'm warm-blooded. You know, my mom is born and raised in Trinidad and Tobago, where like the average temperature is 150 degrees year-round. So it's in my blood. I love this stuff, and I hate the snow. So I am eating this up right now, but many of you, just stay cool. I know it's like dangerously hot outside. So please stay cool, stay hydrated. And if this is not your type of weather, you know, stay under the AC and let the rest of us enjoy it. All right. So happy Friday to you all. You know what's next, though. We've got Alec Rio in again, the engineer of today's Friday edition of Current Sports. First off, Alec, how you doing before we roll in the headliners? You all right, man? Happy Friday.
I'm doing amazing.
You.
I'm doing amazing.
That's good, man. I will say this. The Lion King came out last night, and people are like, that's like the big news in pop culture right now. Everybody's like, you know, going to the theater and seeing the movie, and there's some big names in it, like none bigger than Beyonce, who plays Nala in the movie. But you got Childish Gambino, you've got Keegan-Michael Key, Seth Rogen as well. I believe he plays like Pumbaa, right, or Timon, one of the two. I think so. But big movie. And I will say, I'm curious, man. I just want to ask this question before we move along with the show, because Lion King is such a big part of my childhood. I believe it came out in 1994, and I was 4 years old. I remember watching that movie. I still remember watching that movie when I was about five, and just I was obsessed with it. You know, my grandparents, they brought us, my little sister Dominique and I, they bought us the VHS. Do you even know what a VHS is?
Oh, of course.
Okay, good, good. They bought us the VHS tape of The Lion King. I used to replay it over and over and over. I've seen the Broadway show. When did you watch The Lion? Have you seen the original? Please tell me.
Of course.
Okay, so you grew up. So it's still a part of your childhood.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right, I'm tripping then. All right, because I'm wondering, I'm a millennial. You're considered
I'm like on the borderline between a millennial and like Gen Z. So I don't really know where to clarify myself. But yeah, no, I've seen Lion King, and anyone who hasn't seen the original one,
right,
what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, and I've been reading the reviews on the new one, and it's mixed. It's mixed. So, and I think for me, I will be looking at it with a very critical eye because I am such a fan of the original, all right, when it first came out. So we'll see. But the soundtrack by Beyonce, she did the soundtrack. And it is amazing. It's amazing. I got a chance to listen to it this morning. So, all right. Now that we got our scheduled pop culture topic out the way, here are your quick hit headliners. We start here. A few storylines coming out of Big Ten Media Days for the Michigan State football team is the Spartans, represented by head coach, of course, Mark Antonio, and players Raekwon Williams, Joe Bocci, and Kenny Willekes. The question of retirement came up. Retirement? More like not tired yet for Mark Antonio. You know, he's going to be the head coach at least for the foreseeable future. That's how Coach D feels about leaving the college football world forever and, you know, maybe playing golf every single day of the week. I don't know. and we kicked around this thought earlier on in the week. You know, how many more years left does Mark Antonio have coaching Michigan State football? He's 63 years old. He is 3 wins away from breaking Duffy Doherty's MSU record of 109 victories.
He would not tip his hand on what he plans to do in retirement. He does not seem ready to step away from coaching anytime soon. He said, quote, I tell recruits, and I guess I tell you guys here, I live in the present, trying to live in the present. I like my job. I like my players. I really care for my players, and I care for our coaches. And as long as they are not causing too many problems, which they would have to go quite a ways because the bar has already been set high, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing as long as I feel good. And I feel really, really well, end quote. So a few of you were kicking around the idea, you know, you brought up, you know, Mark D'Antonio when he had the heart attack after the Little Giants game, and how is his health? Coach D is feeling really, really good, and he is not retiring anytime soon. Okay. Well, Michigan football, today was their day to talk to the media for Big Ten Media Days out in Chicago. And Jim Harbaugh spoke this morning, and, you know, he went through his 15-minute portion at the podium. He'll actually be back with reporters for about an hour later on this afternoon, or maybe even right now. But some of the questions that he answered, you know, why is the Big Ten missing the playoffs? Quote, I don't have all the answers to that. Maybe that's something they'd be worthy of researching or studying. That's not a great answer, I don't think. But anyway, is this year the year you finally win the Big Ten? Quote, it starts with our goals. You named half of them anyway. To win the Big Ten championship, qualify for the playoffs, win the national championship. Those are our goals. Then you put those to the back of the mind and focus on how you can achieve those. That's what we are going to try and do better. Trying to do more. Focus on that day to day. I think it's going good right now. I think it's tight, but like an anaconda, you want to keep squeezing it better and making it tighter. That's where I think our team is. Sometimes you just never know what you're going to get with Jim Harbaugh. It's like, you know, what's that line from Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump? You know, it's like a box of chocolates. You just never know what you're going to get when you ask him a question, man. That's how it is. And he somehow threw an anaconda in that answer. It's like an anaconda. You want to keep squeezing it better and make it tighter. What?
It's questionable. That's questionable.
What does that even mean?
That's sus. That's sus. That's very sus.
You want to keep squeezing it better. Oh, boy. Okay.
It's just like his things with chickens, remember? The nervous bird.
Right, exactly. And then the whole thing about milk as well.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
I mean, we could go on and on and on. Jim Harbaugh is just he's just a different dude, man. Why would you pick yourself to win the league? Harbaugh answered, quote, I feel like, as I said earlier, I feel like our team is in a really good place, a young, enthusiastic team with good players, and I feel good about our coaching staff. I feel like it's good, it's tight, and we're proceeding on a daily basis to make it tighter and better.
What?
Yeah, it's tight. It's tight, like an anaconda squeezing. I don't know. I don't know, man. And final question here that I want to highlight. How can you get over the hump and win the Big Ten? Harbaugh answered, quote, that's what drives you. That's what starts you off. That's what gets you moving. Where you go from there is focused. The process of realizing those goals and making those goals happen, do that. Better disciplined thinkers, better focus on the task day by day. That's how we're going about it. I like that answer the best out of all of them.
Is that a Big Ten Media Day or a Joel Osteen conference?
Yeah, well, Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen's my guy too. But he tried to be inspirational.
Answer, yeah.
And as we highlighted to close out yesterday's current sports, and we'll have more dialogue on this in just a moment, Harbaugh took a dig on Thursday at former Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer, who retired last season in the wake of a scandal involving domestic violence allegations against a former assistant. He told the TK Show podcast, quote, Urban Meyer's had a winning record. Really phenomenal record everywhere he's been. But also controversy follows everywhere he's been. More on that in just a moment. Also, the Michigan and Michigan State college football rivalry is getting documentary treatment.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah, I like that a lot, Kirk. The new Big Ten Network president, Francois McGillicuddy, he announced on Thursday a plan to dig into the state's football and men's basketball program. So this isn't just focused on college football, football and men's basketball, with a documentary entitled Divided We Stand. Awesome stuff. All right, there is no planned air date as of yet, but McGillicuddy said it will air both on the Big Ten Network and Fox Sports 1. The Wolverines host the Spartans in football on November 16th in Ann Arbor. Game time, still wait to be determined. MSU head coach Mark D'Antonio, 8-4 against U of M in his 12 seasons. Though the Wolverines have beaten the Spartans in two of the last 3 years. Last year's 21-7 Michigan win evened, actually, Jim Harbaugh's coaching record against the Spartans to 2-2. So there you have that. The Detroit Tigers, they have lost 11 straight. Alec writes, the Detroit Tigers are getting W's like summer is getting snowstorms. Both are not. Yeah, that Alec Rios writing. Gotta love it, right? The Tigers have lost 11 straight, including a 6-3 loss to the Cleveland Indians last night. Harold Castro had two ribbies for the Tigers, while Nico Goodrum tallied across a run in the loss. Matt Boyd gave up 5 runs, struck out 8 in the loss as well. The Tigers are now 29-63 on the season, dead last in the American League Central. Next game tonight at home in Comerica Park. Yep, against the Blue Jays. All right, Lansing Ignite set to begin their first of 3 matches without head coach Nate Miller for comments that he made about the officials last week on Saturday. The league made that announcement on Wednesday that Miller would be suspended for 3 matches, and he has been fined an undisclosed amount for those, quote, disparaging comments made following Saturday's 2-2 draw against FC Tucson. Now, this will be the 4th and final time these two teams will meet in the regular season tonight. We're talking about Ignite taking on Toronto FC on the road. And with the current record in the series sitting at 1-2 in favor of Toronto FC. Also, Kawhi Leonard is making headlines for a lawsuit against Nike. So it looks like the fun guy will be taking a more serious matter when it comes to this whole story. A month after Kawhi Leonard sued Nike for allegedly copyrighting the Claw logo without his consent, the apparel company has countersued the reigning NBA Finals MVP for allegedly using a design it created and owns, according to multiple reports. In a lawsuit filed in Southern California in early June, Kawhi Leonard accused Nike of falsely laying claim to his logo design when registering the copyright. Now, in its counter lawsuit filed this month, Nike reportedly says that while Leonard did share a design sketch he made in college, the finished product featured distinct differences, and that any designs used during their partnership are owned by the company. So, there you have that. Also, when it comes to the British Open, the Open Championship being held in Northern Ireland for the first time since 1951. Well, multiple big names aren't doing well. You know, I highlighted yesterday how Rory McIlroy, who is a native of Northern Ireland, you know, he had a quadruple bogey to begin the round and again in danger of missing the cut right now. Also, Tiger Woods, he just, why Ty, you're killing me, man. You know, I'm a huge fan of Tiger, but that was just ugly to watch. I could not watch the entire match because Tiger was just that bad. But right now, when it comes to the leaderboard, JB Holmes, he posted a 66 in round one and a 68 today. He is tied for the lead right now with Shane Lowry, both at 8-under, as Lowry has posted now back-to-back 67s. And behind those two, you have Tommy Fleetwood and Lee Westwood tied for third, both at 7-under. And then you got like 4 players tied at 6-under, including Justin Rose and Cameron Smith. Jordan Spieth is 5-under. He had a 70 in round one, a 67 in round two. And, you know, it's kind of like the same scenario as yesterday as I'm scrolling here. I'm trying to see if Tiger Woods is above the cut line. The cut line right now, the projected cut line, is at 1 over. And boy, oh boy, I'm still scrolling.
It's not.
Here.
He's at a bunch.
Oh, my
6.
Goodness. Yeah, he's not making the cut.
He's tied for 122nd.
123rd, actually, is what I'm reading here.
Okay.
He had that 78 in round one yesterday, Alec, and he posted a 70 today. So 8 strokes better, but still 6 over. No Tiger Woods, no red shirt Sunday for Tiger at the Open Championship. That's just horrid.
And
also, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying.
Finito.
Oh, finito. Oh, there we go. I thought that was your voice for a second, Alec. No. I'm sorry. and also Rory McIlroy, as I'm scrolling here. Where do you know where Rory is, Alec? I'm scrolling for him. I don't know if he... No, Rory is plus five, so he is not going to make the cut, it looks like. Now, he is... He still got a chance, though, because he is still partaking in his round two. He had a 79 yesterday. He is plus five right now through 10 holes. So we'll see if Rory can rally to make the weekend, but it's not looking good. So, all right, that does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527. That is the number to call. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News and you can weigh in there below the live stream, and you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Folks, happy Friday to you all. The wind, the end of the week is here. I was about to say the wind of the week. What in the world? The end of the week is here. Tongue-tied there for a moment. It is July 19th, 2019. It's hot. It's muggy outside, but we're going to keep you cool here on this Friday edition of Current Sports with some, this probably won't keep you cool if you're a Spartan fan, at least. It'll probably make it even hotter because you'll probably be hot with anger after reading all the national pundits and their tweets and their publications that are just so high on the Michigan Wolverines this season. Before I talk about, elaborate on what Jim Harbaugh had to say in day two of Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, I also would like to pass along an update when it comes to a certain former Michigan State men's basketball player. Kenny Goins has signed with an Italian pro basketball team. That's right. Kenny is actually the first player from Michigan State's 2018-19 roster to finalize his pro basketball future. So congratulations to Kenny. As the former Spartan forward, he has agreed to a deal. Oh, boy. This will be an interesting name to try and pronounce, Alec. Pallacanestro Trapani. I think I may have nailed that, actually. Pallacanestro Trapani. Look that up. It's actually I don't know what this means, a Serie A2 club?
It's pretty much, they also do soccer. They run that league as well. But, they also have a basketball league for that, too. Just like Premier League soccer and basketball. It's synonymous.
Gotcha. All right. Well, it's based in Trapani, tomato, tomato. I don't know. Trapani, Italy.
Yeah. So. Pallacanestro. Yeah. Yeah. You got it pretty well. Yeah. Pallacanestro Trapani. Yeah.
I'm trying here, man. That was totally on the fly. Hey. I just saw that.
Yeah. You got it right.
Okay. There we go. Boom. And they say I can't pronounce foreign names and foreign leagues and teams. Come on, man. This is what I do. No, it's actually not. But Goins posted in the following message on Thursday, courtesy of Instagram, quote, "Can't believe I'm officially signed as a professional basketball player. Can't wait to get back to work and be able to do it in the beautiful country of Italy." Then he thanks the team. So awesome stuff. Congratulations to Kenny, one of my favorite players to talk to and cover on last year's Michigan State men's basketball team. I actually ran into Kenny when he was invited to play on the West Coast somewhere. I forgot, but, you know, I was traveling that weekend as well, and I ran into him at Detroit Metro Airport and said hello to him. But he's such a good guy. And, I mean, to have, you know, the label of now a pro basketball player when you were once a walk-on here at Michigan State University, that's pretty awesome. And I think in Spartan lore, Kenny Goins, Alec, is going to forever be remembered as the guy who hit the shot to beat Duke, right?
Yeah, it's just like Jalen Watts-Jackson with the botched punt. Like,
he's in that company, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he could walk around East Lansing and he'll be a celebrity until, you know, he's 10 feet under, man. I mean, he could go to any local spot here in East Lansing, never have to pay for anything.
I've seen him at Lujas. He loves his local bar spots, you know.
There you go. And you know, that's the kind of, I think that's the kind of company that he's in. I mean, he's in that conversation of, you know, Jalen Watts-Jackson. He really is. So congratulations to Kenny Goins. That's awesome stuff. Okay. Back to Jim Harbaugh, because he has made headlines. You know, normally you don't see, when it comes to Big Ten Media Days, it's, if I'm being 1,000% real with you guys, which I try to be each and every day here on Current Sports at 1 p.m., 1 to 2, Media Days are rather boring. You know, for me, it's like, okay, we've heard these spiels left and right, and it's, you know, everybody has hope, and, you know, here's what we're working on, here's what we plan on improving. It's mostly positive dialogue. It's like, the only thing that I get excited about when it comes to Big Ten Media Days is, that, again, what it symbolizes. And it symbolizes that college football is literally right around the corner. I mean, we're just like, what, 40-plus days until that opening game, Michigan State hosting Tulsa on that Friday night. Awesome stuff. But other than that, I mean, the storylines are really rather dry. But Jim Harbaugh has added a little flavor to this year's Big Ten Media Days. Even on the day when his time with his squad, you know, there with the Michigan Wolverines and the player representatives of the Wolverines, you know, before even hitting the podium, because he's a day two team. He made headlines yesterday in day one when he took a swipe at Urban Meyer, saying that, you know, Urban's had a winning record, but also controversy follows everywhere he's been. And the optics just look bad there. You know, Harbaugh kind of looks rather cowardly, because, you know, I highly doubt, at least this is how the optics look, many people highly doubt, including myself, that Jim Harbaugh would have made that comment if Urban Meyer was still the head coach at Ohio State. You know, it's like a hold me back moment. You know, when you've seen guys, and you've seen on different television shows where guys like are ready to fight somebody else, but you know that your friends are around you and they're going to hold you back from this fight that you may lose. You got a pretty good chance of losing, but you know you're big and bad because you know that your friends are going to hold you back. You know, there's nothing's going to pop off from this. It kind of reminds me of that, because, I mean, what is Urban Meyer going to say or do right now because he's not the head coach of Ohio State anymore? You know, he's no longer the guy in charge of the Buckeyes. So, Harbaugh, you had to wait until Urban left before you said something like this. That's the way it looks.
You can humble yourself.
Yeah, Harbaugh, you got to humble yourself here. I don't think that comment was needed. We all know that, you know. Yeah, sure, he's calling a spade here, but, dude, you didn't need to make this comment. I don't know why you decided to make this comment. When it comes to Harbaugh, though, and I've seen mixed reactions to this. I mean, as you heard in our quick hit headliners, you know, Harbaugh is picking his own team to win the Big Ten. And there's some people out there, you know, Ray from Indiana, that drop in that Alec just had. One more time, Alec, what is Ray saying there?
LeBron James.
Well, no, not LeBron. What? Come on now. Get the buttons together.
Not that one.
One more time.
You can humble yourself.
You can humble yourself. That's the button we were looking for. Ray from Indiana famously saying that, one of our favorite callers here on Current Sports. He always says that Jim Harbaugh needs to humble himself. But, you know, when it comes to this conversation, Jim Harbaugh picking his Michigan Wolverines to win the Big Ten as well, just like every national pundit out there, just like the majority of writers within the Big Ten Conference are doing, I see no problem with Jim Harbaugh saying that, yeah, I'm picking us to win. You know, that's instilling some confidence in your program, and it's long overdue that you guys, you know, not just win the Big Ten, but just get to Indy. Just get there. Just book a ticket to play in the big game that decides the Big Ten champion. So, and I think, you know, Harbaugh now entering his fifth year as the head man in charge of this program, it's time. It's time. You know, you came to Ann Arbor to win championships. That's what you promised the Michigan fan base. That is what this fan base has been waiting on for a long, long time. We all know the record against your rivals, especially Ohio State. You haven't beaten Ohio State yet. I mean, it's horrible. You know, and prior to last year, you know, you entered that game here at Spartan Stadium. You know, below 500, you've evened the score now, but you know, you've underperformed out in Ann Arbor, and you failed to win the big games, and you failed to compete for a national championship. So, with that being said, it's time. The time is now. And I think there's two conversations here. I think that when talking about next season for the Michigan Wolverines, if Michigan football, I'm just kicking around this idea. If Michigan football does not win a Big Ten championship, if Michigan football loses to Ohio State yet again, I think that Michigan fans are going to finally start to turn on Jim Harbaugh a bit. And I feel like there's some fans out there that already have and are saying, okay, what are you going to do? It's been four seasons now. I mean, my goodness, Jim. Can you finally win the big games? Can you finally put Michigan back on the map here? Winning-wise, because there are some that would still argue that, you know, even though Michigan has underperformed under Jim Harbaugh, they are still a big brand and people still go crazy over them. It's amazing to me. But as far as winning goes, there are some in the Michigan fan base that are saying, okay, it's time to see some results here. But when it comes to Michigan athletics as a whole, specifically Jim Harbaugh's boss and athletic director Ward Manuel, I still believe it's going to take, in order for, you know, Michigan athletics to start to hear rumblings from the administration, from Jim Harbaugh's boss and Ward Manuel, that maybe it's time for us to find a new coach, something drastically bad is going to have to happen. I think the only way that you're going to see Ward Manuel ponder the idea that maybe we need to move in a different direction and maybe Jim Harbaugh isn't our guy is if something crazy off the field happens. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Nobody wants to see that happen to a program. I don't care how much you hate that other program. All right, Michigan State fans. But that's what it's going to take in order for Ward Manuel to sit down and say, we need to go into a different direction. Because, you know, I sat down and I watched and read a few comments that Ward Manuel had when talking about his head coach of the Michigan Wolverines college football program, Jim Harbaugh. And Ward Manuel speaks glowingly of Jim Harbaugh. I mean, he has made it known on numerous occasions that Jim Harbaugh is my guy. He's not shy in saying that. He has not been shy in saying that. So I don't care. I think, Alec, if Michigan goes out there and was to lose, we're just kicking around ideas here, Sports Talk Radio. Let's just say Michigan was just to not only lose against Ohio State and Michigan State, but let's just say Jim Harbaugh got blown out. If Harbaugh got blown out against Ohio State and Michigan State this upcoming college football season, I still believe that Ward Manuel will be sitting there saying, yeah, down year, we'll be all right next season. Jim is still our guy. When the fan base will be sitting there saying, okay, I think the fan base is that area when comparing the two, when comparing Ward Manuel, Jim Harbaugh's boss, and his perception of Jim Harbaugh to the fan base. The fan base right now, I feel like it has a much shorter fuse. But there are still, I'm not saying that there are, you know, millions and millions of Jim Harbaugh haters out there who are Michigan Wolverine fans. I think that still the majority of the Michigan football fan base is supporting Jim Harbaugh, and they still believe that he is the guy. But if they go out next season and they get beaten badly by rivals Ohio State and Michigan State, I still believe that Ward Manuel will be sitting there saying that, oh, he's still our guy. He's still going to turn this thing around. I still have a lot of faith in him. It's going to take a lot for Jim Harbaugh to be on the hot seat.
I mean, think about this. Brady Hoke, like, he had a bunch of bad seasons, and it took a whole injury controversy with Shane Morris for that to be the final straw for him to get fired. So who knows how long this fuse could be for Jim Harbaugh?
Definitely. And I think that, especially if they don't get to Indy this year, at least just get there, this is going to be a bad look. But it's amazing to me how, you know, Jim Harbaugh, who has not even been in the game, been in the Big Ten championship game, how many people are still choosing the Wolverines to go all the way when it comes to winning this conference? So, and I think to reiterate, you know, some of the conversation that we had yesterday concerning Michigan State football, I think that Mark D'Antonio likes this. I really do. I think that Mark D'Antonio has shown over the years that he likes laying in the weeds and shocking everybody, coming out of nowhere, quote unquote, to shock everybody and stun the conference and win the Big Ten. He likes this kind of stuff. And he's shown in years past that he can turn around and flip the switch. And he's done that just about throughout his entire 12 seasons as head coach of Michigan State. Whenever a bad year or a year where Michigan State has performed below expectations has happened, that following year, there's an uptick. There's a rise. He's figured out something, and he gets wins. And, you know, the mantra of this upcoming season is going to be chase the moment. I like that. I like that a lot, actually. And apparently it came from a book that Mark D'Antonio is reading. He's, you know, Mark D'Antonio is one of the things I really admired about him is that he has always been a really spiritual guy. He is in tune with his spirituality, and he is not afraid in letting that be known. And he's reading a book called Chase the Lion, which is a spiritual book that's about chasing dreams and seeking the necessary assistance to reach those dreams. That's awesome stuff. I like that. I like that a lot more than, what was it last year, Alec? It was Heave.
I was about to say that. I like it so much better than last year's.
Yeah, Heave.
Heave.
Was,
it just sounds like a tug of war.
But that's how it came about. They were doing a tug of war, you know, when you pull the rope. And Kari Willis, Michigan State captain last season, was yelling out, Heave. And every time he would yell Heave, the rope would go in favor of the other side. So that's how that came about. But Heave is just, you know, a lot of people wanted to heave and throw up after what they saw last season.
Yeah, it didn't end well. Didn't age well.
Yeah, Heave. There were a lot of people heaving. There were a lot of Spartan fans heaving every Saturday watching that team last season. So Chase the Moment is great. You know, it's kind of a play off of what was it? The Rose Bowl year, Chase It. Chase It was the mantra that year. Where they turned things around the season prior to that, too, right? I mean, season prior to that was not a great season, and they go all the way to the Rose Bowl for the first time since the 80s. So I love it. And, again, I'm not going to be that guy, though. I'm not going to sit here on the airwaves. I'm sorry, Spartan fans. I'm not going to be that guy to sit here and say that Michigan State is, in fact, going to turn this thing around and they're going to go to the Big Ten title game and win the whole thing. I just need to see. I think we live in a society where we always want it now, Alec. You know, give me your prediction now. You know, oh man, I'm gonna wait until that season of my favorite television show is done with that season so I can just binge it because I don't wanna wait and be patient for the next week's episode. You know, I want my news now. We want everything now. Amazon Prime. I want, when I order something, I want it to show up. If not that evening, it better be there the next day. We want everything now, right?
We could go a little deeper and say we all want success now.
Definitely. I mean, especially
everybody does.
My generation, your generation. I mean, that's how, yeah, exactly, for sure. So a lot of people have been saying, Al, give us your prediction. You know, I want it now, man. What's Michigan State going to do next season? And I'm not going to be that guy to sit up here and give you that because I just have way too many questions still about that offense. I don't know. And it was smart, too. It was very smart for Mark D'Antonio to sit there and say, to not bring anybody from the offense. And he noted yesterday that, you know, he was rewarding the defense. I mean, that defense was a top 10 defense last season. So Raekwon Williams, Joe Bocci, and Kenny Willekes were the representatives. Those were good choices. Those were outstanding choices. They all have great personalities. They're all well-spoken, and they all had fantastic seasons last year for a top 10 defense. And by doing that, you also, because we all know, if he was to bring Brian Lewerke to Big Ten Media Day, like I stated earlier this week, I mean, all of the questions will be about, are you healthy? I mean, how are you going to rebound from last season? How is your arm? Blah, blah, blah. And who wants to deal with that noise? So it was great. I mean, you didn't hear many questions about the offense yesterday. And, you know, Michigan State can now just start preparing for next season. You know, that would have been a big elephant in the room and kind of awkward at times if you would have brought Brian Lewerke. So that was a smart move by Coach D. All right, let's hit our first break. When we come back, I'll have just brief thoughts on, again, Big Ten Media Days and some other things I want to comment on. And also, Johnny Lewis of Blessed Body Training will be joining us for another edition of Fit Fridays. That and more. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Got to remind you all, going to be a busy weekend for me because tomorrow from 11 to 2 p.m., again, we're inviting the public out to celebrate the late, great Earl Robinson, you know, the man who held down this position here at WKAR before I got here for 39 years. Sports broadcasting legend who sadly passed away at the age of 71 in late May. And Earl Robinson, celebration of life, will be taking place again, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Reno's East. I will be co-emceeing that event along with local sportscaster Jack Ebling. And Reno's East is right off of Abbott Road, 1310 Abbott Road. We have about 30 speakers planned. It's amazing, right? And the list could have been even more. I mean, we actually had to turn down a lot of people because, I mean, it's just that would just be way too much. And we're asking those who do speak to, you know, please be respectful and don't go over 4 minutes. I have a feeling, though, that's going to go out the window with certain speakers, though. So, but Earl Robinson, celebration of life. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., I'm inviting everybody out there, everybody who's listening right now, all of our current sports fans, please come on out. I'll be out there. Again, I'm co-emceeing the event alongside Jack Ebling. Would love to see your faces, and I can't wait to hear all of the stories that many people share and all of the memories that you all have of Earl Robinson, a man who was so much more than a sportscaster, right? You know, just a friend, a mentor, you know, a husband, father, so on and so forth, man. Just a remarkable man and one of the nicest individuals that you will ever meet. So we certainly will miss Earl Robinson, and I'm looking forward to celebrating him come tomorrow. And also, before we invite Johnny Lewis for another edition of Fit Fridays, Tiger Woods, he just finished talking with the media after two embarrassing rounds in Northern Ireland at the Open Championship. And I even, man, you know, because I'm such a big Tiger Woods fan, Alec, I set my alarm. He teed off at 10:10 yesterday morning. I got up and, you know, after I start prepping the show, I got up and turned on my television to watch him. And it was ugly. It was ugly round one. And today, at you know, he's so out of it. He was so out of it after round one. Today's tee time for Tiger was at 5:15 a.m. And I said, I'm not waking up for that. I'm not even going to torture myself. So I didn't watch one hole of Tiger. I was that disgusted. But I love him, though. That's my guy. I ride or die with Ty. But he spoke with the media just a moment ago. And he said that, quote, I just want some time off just to get away from it. I had a long trip to Thailand for a family vacation after the U.S. Open. And then trying to get ready for this event, to play this event. It's been a lot of travel, a lot of time in the air, a lot of moving around in different hotels and everything. I just want to go home. So, yeah, Tiger, you're going home. You don't have to worry about that one because you just missed the cut and you will not see Tiger Woods play this weekend. So, all right. Let's get to Fit Fridays. That's a depressing segue, isn't it, Alex?
Indeed.
So to bring some life to this show now, to bring some positivity to this show, we invite Johnny Lewis for a special edition. Every Friday edition of Fit Fridays is a special edition, right? But Johnny Lewis of Blessed Body Training now joins us. Here we go.
Let's get physical. I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your off.
It's sweating time.
That was the pre-warmer to get you ready for the warmer, to get you ready for the pre-workout, followed by the workout, which precedes the post-workout. Then we're going into a little 60-minute warm down.
Okay, the first exercise I'm going to show you is what we call the bench press,
a basic exercise that every beginner should do no matter what sport you're in.
But don't look for an easy way out. Nobody wants to work hard these days. Everybody wants the easy way, the 20-minute abs, the 10-minute this, 10-minute that. Earn it.
Time for Fit Fridays. You hear the introduction music each and every Friday. We invite Johnny Lewis to the show, MSU alum and founder of Blessed Body Training. Fit Friday starts now. Johnny, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good as always, Al. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, man. Good to hear from you. I'm curious, dude, because again, you know, we're going through this heat wave phase here in Michigan. It's, you know, the entire state is on a heat advisory, you know, and don't go outside if you don't have to and that kind of thing. But, you know, you live in that stuff out in Arizona. You know, it's about like 90-something degrees here. What is it out there in AZ, man?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't even look at the weather anymore because every day it's just hot. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's like every day I think it has been over 110. So, I mean, the whole summer is a big heat advisor for us. You know, we can't even I think it's illegal to not have air conditioner to, like, rent the house out or something. So
wow.
Yeah, so.
That's wild.
It's crazy,
man.
Out here.
That's the law. You got to have AC. That's the law out there. All right, dude. Well, you got some exciting topics, as always. But I love the topics that you have in store today because these are two topics I've always been curious about because I eat oatmeal every single morning. And I'm starting to dive into resistance bands. So those are the two topics you want to tackle. Let's start with resistance bands and the benefits of using those.
Okay, so today specifically, I want to talk about the booty bands.
The booty bands. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so it's a resistance band that specifically targets your glutes and hamstrings and quads, but specifically your glutes. So that's why they call it booty bands, because a lot of people use it to, you know, either get a bigger booty or build a booty or, you know, get your glutes stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So,
gotcha.
And I want to talk about what it is. It's basically, it's circular, and it's just like other resistance bands, but you put it around your legs, you know. Depending on what type of workout will depend on where on your legs. And I want to talk about, like, the three most common workouts, and also they're all very useful and very effective. So number one is the glute bridge.
The glute bridge, okay.
Yes, so it's basically kind of like a hip thrust. You lay your back flat on the ground, kind of in a sit-up position, but then you just thrust your hip up, thrust up your hip. And you have the band wrapped around right above your knees when you're doing this, and you're, you know, every time you do a thrust, you spread your legs. By the way, Al, it's usually women that are using these, but, you know, men can use them too. I actually use them a few times.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't see a lot of guys working out the gluteus maximus, right? But, you know,
You see more women working.
Right, exactly. That's a target area for a lot of women out there. But there's a lot of benefits, you know, for men as well, because you're also working out your legs when doing these workouts too, right?
Right. These are also going to be targeting your hamstrings and quads as well. So, you know, there's so many different workouts you can do. So let me name the next two. I just have to throw out that real quick that, you know, yeah. Usually, because you've probably seen a lot of women in the gym, because I know you're a gym rat like me now, so I know you've probably seen people using the bands as well.
Definitely. Yep. And I've always looked, you know, I've always seen people using them, and I'm like, let me go hit these weights. You know what I mean? I've been on this weight kick for so long. But resistance bands are a good way to tone as well, right?
Right. Really good for toning, depending on if you're, you know, what type of workouts you're doing, how much resistance the band is. You know, you got heavy-duty ones and you got the lighter ones.
Right, exactly.
So let's get to the second workout. The second workout is it's called a fire hydrant. That's the popular name for it. It's basically like a lateral leg lift. You get on your knees and you basically raise your leg lateral. That's away from the body. And it kind of looks like a dog urinating on the fire hydrant.
It's a dog marking his territory, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Hence the name, fire hydrant.
Right.
Again, the band is like right below your knees. And it's a really good resistant workout. And the last is called the donkey kicks. Or you can call it a posterior leg raise. But basically, you're on your knees and you kick one leg back. It's kind of like the cable kickbacks, if you've ever seen those.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, definitely.
And that, and this workout specifically targets the glutes more than anything. So I recommend all three of these workouts, especially for all the ladies listening out there that's trying to get bigger glutes or grow a booty. And any for anybody, I use it sometimes for certain workouts, and it's a very effective for building muscle and for toning, like you mentioned earlier.
Love that. All right, Johnny, let's get to your health food tip of the week. And again, I mentioned, you know, you're tackling oatmeal, a special kind of oatmeal today.
Yes. So oatmeal, today is the peanut butter oatmeal protein bite. Mm. So I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but I watched a few YouTube videos. It was a couple years ago when I first heard of them, but I decided to try it out one time, and they're actually really, really good. And it's five ingredients, really simple. So you just take oats, peanut butter, black seeds, honey, and chocolate chips, and you basically mix them all in a bowl, let it chill, and then basically get like a cookie scooper, you know, the ones that you make the circular scoops in when you bake cookies, mm-hmm. and you just scoop out little, you know, in a circular balls, and you basically just have to let it chill. There's no cooking involved or anything like that. And these are really good because of the peanut butter and oats. They're a really good source of protein and fiber, and tons of other nutrients and vitamins that are good for energy. So, and like I said, they're delicious. So I recommend, if you're a fan of oatmeal and a fan of peanut butter, that you give this a try.
Yo, that sounds amazing. Again, no bake, five ingredients, oats, peanut butter, flaxseed, honey, and chocolate chips. Right, Johnny?
Yep, you got it already.
Man, that sounds amazing. And how many calories are in one of these protein oatmeal energy balls?
I was looking at the ingredients, and based on a recommended serving for this recipe, I think it was like 186. Which isn't bad when you consider the amount of protein and fiber and all of the nutrients you're getting. So, not bad. It's a good replacement for, like, desserts or granola bars or breakfast bars as well.
For sure. That is awesome stuff, man. All right, Johnny, thank you so much, man. Happy Friday and have a great weekend. Stay cool out there, all right?
Oh, yeah, you too, man. Stay away from all of that humidity out there in Michigan. So.
That's right. Yeah. I'll try to stay hydrated.
You already? Right, always. But stay blessed, man.
All right, you stay blessed too, brother. You got it, man. Johnny Lewis, he knows his stuff, doesn't he? Gotta love that. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, we will put a bow on this July 19th, 2019 edition of Current Sports. All right. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. We have about 90 seconds left, and I love to close out each and every week here of the show by just reflecting a bit. I call it Reflection Friday, looking at the week that was here on Current Sports, bringing to you some of our favorite moments, topics, discussions, and maybe a few stories that we did not get to. And, you know, it's just been an awesome week, I think, on the show, Alec, just, you know, talking about college football, man. You know, this really... has whet the appetite that I have for college football. You know, we're only like 40 plus days away from the beginning of the Michigan State football season, and, you know, Big Ten media days out in Chicago and seeing the coaches and the player representatives out there in Chi-Town. Awesome stuff, and I can't wait. I just can't wait. Also, in the conversation that we had about, you know, Chris Paul and what's going to happen with Chris Paul, well, it looks like Chris Paul, CP3, is going to at least play with the Oklahoma City Thunder until December, because nobody wants to take on that massive contract, especially if it doesn't include draft picks. So that's also been a very interesting conversation. And then Tiger Woods, you let me down, man. You really let me down. Trying to go see the Lion King this weekend. It's going to be a busy weekend, though. The celebration of Earl Robinson, his life tomorrow at Reno's East. The life celebration of Earl Robinson tomorrow at Reno's East, 11 to 2 p.m. Come on out if you're not doing anything and you want to celebrate one incredible man, if he meant something to you. Anything, Alec, real quick, 10 seconds?
Nothing, no? Really. Yeah.
Enjoy your weekend, man. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you next week, and we'll see you next week. Be easy, people.